everyone. Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. I have a brand new baby podcaster on the show. It's exciting. We met in a Facebook group. Jamie asked some questions around podcasting. She got piled on by podcasters. Do this. And I'm like, I felt like reaching out through my computer to Jamie and going, Jamie, just do simple little steps. You'll be fine. And we've kind of had a conversation already, and she's making progress. Podcast to come. I'm excited to see her journey. And Jamie's on as my guest co-host to talk podcasting and her journey. Jamie, welcome to the How to Podcast series. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it really was like, when you ask a question, everybody has an answer. And everybody just piles you on with all this information, and half the stuff I don't even know what they're saying. I'm like, you want me to do what? I don't even know what that is. I'm gonna have to Google it first. But yeah, I really did appreciate meeting with you and just simplifying it, because that takes a lot of the pressure off when you just get down to the ground level, the basics of the basics, and really get a hold of that first before we start expanding and making it a bit more complicated. So I did appreciate you reaching out and easing those concerns a little bit to make me feel a little bit more comfortable doing this.
Yeah. And then later on, I saw someone else posted a comment or a question somewhere, and you responded and gave me a little kind shout out. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's the idea. Like, again, in all those Facebook groups, there's a lot of really well-meaning people who want you to do well. The community is a great community. Podcasters are amazing. But in that, there are also some really strong opinions for a new podcaster, where everybody wants to kind of jump in and give you their best advice. And a lot of the times, it's contradictory to what other people say. And then here you are, just had a simple question, you know, like, what mic should I use? Or how do I connect my podcast to Apple? Little questions like that. And everybody just piles on. And you get buried in comments, and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information.
So, right.
Like you said, right? So I kind of watch out in those Facebook groups to say, you know, if you want to talk to somebody instead of reading through a sea of comments, great. Then I would love to be that. There's a lot of other people that do that too. So having a conversation might help. So I'm glad that's how we connected. So that's really good.
Right. Absolutely. And even because I own Hospice Buddy, and so I work in a lot of support groups on Facebook, and some of these comment sections, somebody asks a question and it's the same thing. Everybody has an opinion based on their experiences, and they can get really lengthy or complicated or wrong. And, you know, sometimes it is just better to reach out to that person if you are knowledgeable in that area, and really hash things out and make it a lot simpler for them.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so you talked about Hospice Buddy. Let's talk about that first, because I think having an idea of what your podcast is going to be about and your plans for your show, you do a lot of amazing things to help families. I recently lost my mother back in December, and having people like you in my world to as a support for my family through all of that, that would have been so helpful. You know, we're a distance away from each other, but what you do and who you do that for, it's amazing. So first, thank you for doing that and having Hospice Buddy. But can you talk more about Hospice Buddy, and what is the big idea for your show? Kind of give us an idea of your planning stages.
So my Hospice Buddy, I've been a hospice nurse for 16 years. I've been in hospice for 18, and I also had some experience in oncology also. And so I really have a good understanding of disease processes, the death process. I was certified in oncology, and I am certified in hospice. So the laws, the rules, medications, treatments, the whole gamut, you know, I am quite experienced in it. And so my idea with this Hospice Buddy was to, even though hospice provides some really great support, you have your visits with your nurse maybe once a week or so, social worker once a month, chaplain once a month, but the rest of that time is you and your loved one alone. And maybe you don't want to call the hospice because whatever your issue is seems small in the grand scheme of things, and you don't want to bother someone about it. Or maybe it's something that they can't really help with because it's more emotional. Maybe you're just having a really bad day. you're going to call them and they're going to say, okay, can I help you with something? And no, you know, so there's a big gap in hospice care. And so Hospice Buddy is my way to fill that gap. Now, that being said, I had the idea to start a podcast. And so I would bring on clients that I've had to help with like testimonials to help my business is one part of that. But then also to have other nurses or healthcare workers or people who have had experience in hospice to tell me about their journey, what they found difficult, you know, and just have those conversations and have it be a laid back educational thing about end of life and the things that are popping up during that time and what people are struggling with, or, you know, just finding the good in it. There's always good in something. So that is the goal of it, is just to one, help my business, and two, just to help spread the word about hospice, because it does hold a strong stigma. When people hear hospice, they generally shudder and they don't want to think about it.
Yeah. And as, again, jumping back to just what happened in our family back in December, I was in the hospital with my mom for probably 2 to 3 weeks. It was a very short window of time from the time that she became ill to the time we lost her. But I sat by the bed and she was in a coma. So she wasn't responsive, but I knew she knew I was there to whatever mm-hmm. degree, but I had a lot of downtime, just me and her in the room as the doctors and nurses came in and do the other thing and everything. But there's a lot of time just me sitting there mm-hmm. and exhausted, tired, overwhelmed, afraid. I have a billion questions. I don't even know how to ask these questions. And I'm thinking in that moment, as I look back on it now, had I had your podcast to listen to hear your insights, mm-hmm. you could have reached a guy in Canada sitting in a hospital to have your voice in my ears in those moments, could have given me the ability to ask better questions or have comfort to know that there's someone out there that knows what it feels like as a caregiver in that moment. You could have spoken to me and helped me so much. So, I'm excited that you have such a specific podcast that you want to create. You have so much knowledge and you have something to offer someone like me in that moment. Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about podcasting is you can listen to it anywhere and nobody knows what you're listening to. I could be listening to Ariana Grande or I could be listening to you, right? So I'd much rather listen to you in that moment and get the things, the tools, the knowledge I need in those moments. Like, what a captive audience, right? To be sitting there for hours and hours and hours going, I wish there was a hospice podcast that I could listen to right now, right? So here you come going, I have this idea. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I just know that it matters.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, in that moment, it would have mattered to me 100%. So congratulations on the idea, first of all.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And honestly, I give all credit to God. I mean, this whole journey has been like one push after another and one opportunity after another. And I am just following along. It's been great. So, you know, I am sorry to hear about your mother. And I know that even when we are unresponsive in that bed, they're still there and they still can hear you. And, you know, even as like a caregiver, when I go into a room and somebody's unresponsive, I don't just like start pushing and pulling and doing all the things. I mean, you have to talk to that person.
Yeah.
You know, if you close your eyes and lay in that bed and somebody just starts whipping you around the bed, you know, it's nice to have that, you know, that they are still there. They are still a person. We still are making a connection, even if they can't respond. And they do know that you're there in one way or another, because we are more than just our physical body. We have a very deep connection. And even, you know, you can feel when your eyes are closed, you can feel when somebody comes in the room, you can feel something change, you know, someone's there. So, you know, I know she appreciated you being there all that time and staying next to her and supporting her in the best way that you could. And I'm glad to hear that you find this helpful, because that is my whole goal, is just to help in the best way that I know how. And this is the way that I have been led to do.
Yeah, so we had a conversation before we got together today to do this, and we kind of went through a few things. You had some questions for me, which were awesome. You ask very good questions, which is awesome. I can tell you know what you're doing for your job, and it's kind of blending over to your podcast idea. So I would love to kind of go down the path of what we can chat about today to help you. Because again, while we chat about your show coming up soon, there's someone listening who's at the exact same starting point that you were at, going, oh, Jamie, please ask the question. Oh, she did. Great. I'm going to write down the answer to this one. So we talked a little bit. And one thing we did right away is we set up your Buy Me a Coffee. And yeah, the idea behind this is just the fact that once everything's up and running, without being salesy and without getting on there and asking for donations, you can just quietly have this donation page up, because there's going to be some costs to starting the show, whether it's a microphone or time. Something has to, is going to cost some kind of money. And as your audience, like me, starts to listen to the show, they're like, Jamie's podcast is exactly what I need. And I wish there was a way that I could say thank you, but I don't see any way to do that beyond an email or a review or a 5-star rating. That just feels a little empty. I'd much rather do something to support Jamie for creating this content that I really need. I wish there was a way I could just give back, even if it's a small amount, just to say thank you. So we already talked about Buy Me a Coffee, and we got that all set up, which is awesome. But let's kind of go through a little bit of your early questions in podcasting. Maybe we can refer back to some of the questions you had back in that Facebook group. But let's kind of go, and I'm going to kind of go off your lead, and you take us where you want to go, and we'll see what we can discuss as you plan out your show.
Right. So I, you know, the Buy Me a Coffee thing was a great idea, and I'm really glad that you said it, because I did name it Hospice Buddy Cafe. I drink coffee all day long. I mean, that is like, that is my, I probably drink like 5 or 6 cups a day. So, that was perfect. I love it. And I love that it's not very pushy, and it's just a way to give back and show your appreciation. So some of my questions were monetization, and that's where that came from, is how do we make this profitable? And I think like part of what we had discussed is that the majority of podcasts, maybe they're not going to make you a millionaire, but it's getting your message out there to bring attention to whatever subject you're on. But also, a lot of podcasters have additional business ventures, and then they can use that to segue into using those other, you know, getting the leads to go towards your other business, you know, and helping in that regard. How many people do you, what does it take? Like, what number of viewers does it take to really have it like be able to start paying you in like a remarkable way?
Yeah. And that's a very common question, Jamie, that people ask a lot in a lot of the rooms, a lot of feedback that I get as well from my show. So the beauty of what you do is you have a very specific niche, we call in Canada, or niche in the US. You have a very specific audience. You have a very specific topic, and you know who you're talking to, right? You know exactly who you want to listen to your show. So you also then, you're an author as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you have your own books, right?
Yeah.
So you have a product. That's amazing. You could even offer down the road, like not immediately, but down the road as you build your audience through podcasting, you could offer a consultation. Maybe there's a family that wants to come on and have questions around hospice care, or maybe there's a hospice nurse who's brand new, just graduating, going to be going down that path in the future. And she just wants to get, she or he, well, they want to get on with you and just say, okay, I know what I studied in school, but I'd rather talk to somebody who's in the field and learn from you. And that's $50 for a half hour time with you. So that's money that's adjacent to your podcast. But had you not had a podcast, maybe you wouldn't sell an extra book. Maybe you wouldn't have a coaching call, because the podcast opened the door for people to find out about you. And as you give value in your podcast, every episode, people can begin to know, like, and trust you because they hear you all the time. They know you. They feel like they have a connection with you, even though they've never met you. They know a lot about you, and you just bring them value. They feel like they want to give value back to you. Buy me a coffee, for example, or I want to work with you. So it could be as simple as if you were on your podcast and you said, so I had a client call with Dave this week. Dave's mother is in hospice care, and he had some questions around, how he can be a better support to the nursing staff while his mother's in hospice care. Good question, right?
Right. Yeah, great ideas, let me tell
right?
you.
Right. So how can I work better with the nurses to make sure that my mom gets the best care? Good question, right? So my dog is barking. I think the post office guys are here. My dogs are going nuts. Anyway, so I have a question for you. You just say in your podcast, I was talking to Dave, here was his question. And, and if you have a question for me on my website, you can get into my calendar and I'll work with you one-on-one. But here's the answer to Dave's question. So as a listener, I just went, oh, Jamie has clients. I can book time with Jamie. How much is that? Right. And then they go to your website. It's like $50, for example, for half an hour of your time. No problem. To have time with you, the podcaster I've been listening to for the last X number of episodes, and the fact that you're available to me as a listener, I would gladly pay $50 for half an hour of your time, $100, whatever it is.
That's right? Great.
So now that's not making money because somebody pressed play on your episode. That's another type of monetization, which seems to be the most popular thing that people send you to. That type of monetization, you have to have a really big audience. Think radio, like 3 million people listen to my show. Okay, as an advertiser, it makes sense for me to get on and sell my shoes on your radio show because there's a chance, remote chance, that out of 3 million possible listeners, somebody might buy my shoes. So I'm willing to pay money to get in front of that audience. When you and I have an audience of 100, 50, or 3, those advertisers aren't really looking to work with us because the audience is so small.
Right.
The only other thing I would say, though, is there might be someone in the hospice space who would love to work with you. They might be listening right now, just so you know. And they're going to reach out to you and go, Jamie, I don't care about the size of your audience. You have the audience that I want to talk to. They're very specific to who the services I offer, whatever, the support that I offer. I want to work with your audience, whether you have one listener or 500. It doesn't matter to me. I want to work with you. So there's those exceptions. But for the main thing I would say to a new podcaster is find something that you can promote within your podcast, whether it's even if it's just time with you or you're buying me a coffee, that gets you started. Because once you get started in your podcast and people get used to the fact that I can support you financially, you buy me a coffee, I can book time with you in your calendar, and you as a rate for that. You can do a free call if you want. That's fine. But I want to honor your time. And if you're going to take time away from your family and all the other stuff, I think you should be paid for that.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
So I would pay for time with you if you could get me to the answer I need. So I would consider those two options at the beginning of your podcast as you build community and grow and build. And then if you do want to sponsor on in the future, find somebody who would make a great sponsor for your show and have them on as a guest. So they're an author that wrote about hospice care. They're a speaker that travels the world to talk to nurses. There's people that are coming to your mind that would be like your ultimate guest, who you look up to, that you studied in school, or you read their books, or whatever. You've heard them as speakers. There's somebody on YouTube. You would love to have them on. Have them on. And then when you're done, the camera's off, you're like, thanks for coming on my show. If you ever would like to, I'm always looking for sponsors for my podcast. Even if you want to sponsor an episode, I would love that if you're interested. Yes. They might be like, yes, Jamie, I would love to give you some money for your podcast.
Right. And so now when, I mean, I guess because depending on where you are in the world, things cost a different amount, but what would be a reasonable amount? Like if you did say that to somebody, and how much, what would you expect? Or would it just be like a gift of some sort, or how much would you ask for them to sponsor you for or whatever?
Okay. So you're a medical expert. Mm-hmm. You know your hourly rate for what you do. So I would anticipate that I would make the equivalent of that.
Okay.
There's no reason to pay you $5 an hour. That's kind of an insult.
Right.
To be honest. Right. You're not looking out to make $1 billion with your show right now. But I would say I would use your own rate of pay as a guide.
But, okay.
And if for people listening, they're like, well, that doesn't make sense. I don't know how to do that. Then I was working with somebody and they helped me come up with my number because I didn't know what my number was. So they basically said to me, Dave, what if you made $1 per minute? How about that as a starting point? So 30 minutes, $30. 60 minutes, $60. You're making $60 an hour. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money compared to what I have done in the past. He says, but is your advice or is your expertise, is your knowledge not worth that? Like all of the things that you've learned as a nurse in hospice care, the right. amount of study and investment you've made to get to this point in your career, are you telling me that's worth $5 an hour? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good point too, because I think people have a mindset of trying to get over that I'm not worth it kind of thing, or, you know, I'll do it for free just so you can have me on, or, you know, just think trying to lower yourself in a way and not finding the value within yourself. So that's an important part of that as well.
So look at us right now. You're giving value to the How to Podcast listener with your time.
Mm-hmm.
So had I met you at work, you'd be paid right now to speak to me because you're on the clock, right? So what's the number per hour in your head?
Right.
That should be in your head when you sit down to talk to me for an hour. At least that number, or $1 a minute, 60 minutes with you should be $60 as a starting point.
That's a great starting point. Yeah, okay. For sure.
So that's really easy. So if I want a 30-minute call with you, if I want a 15-minute call, it's $15. That seems really small when you say that number.
Mm-hmm.
For the value that you have to give people. But on the same side, if you're like listening to this going $60 an hour, I've never made $60 an hour, I make $20 an hour, then give some freebies away. Help some people.
Yeah.
Offset the number you charge somebody else who can definitely afford $60. They can afford more, $100 an hour. They'd have no problem with that. Then give some free stuff away to people as well and be kind and gracious with your time. But know that at the end of the day, if you're going to walk away from time with your children and your family to do this, you should be compensated. And then going back to the podcast monetization thing, then your podcast opens the door for a listener to connect with you. They hear your content. You now have a community of listeners and they have access to you and to come into your world to have time with you outside of the free podcast. They're going to pay for time with you in your calendar. It's fine. That's a great expectation.
Yeah, it is. I like that. So now talking about doing the podcasting thing, what platforms do you recommend for the recording aspect of it?
Okay. So my question back to you in that is, are you going to do an audio first podcast or a video first podcast?
Mm-hmm. Well, after talking with you and knowing I have anxiety about being on video, I think definitely audio is the way to start. And I can always expand, but getting comfortable in that smaller piece first before having to do all the editing with the videos and such, I think audio would be a good starting point.
Now, my answer, just so you know, let's bring in the Facebook group right in the background here. There's going to be people who would pile on to my answer and go, no, you have to do video. And then I see people going, well, if I have to do video, I'm not going to be a podcaster. I have people who can't be on camera because what they talk about could get them fired at work. Right? So they want to be anonymous. You can't be anonymous on video. It's like, that's Dave. And he just said A, B, and C on his video. You're fired. So they want to be anonymous. So video doesn't work. So if somebody says to you, you have to have a video podcast, then you're going to say, I give up then. I'm not going to do this. And video podcasting costs money. You have these really big video files. They're huge. By the time you're done, it's a big, massive file. Where are you going to put that? On your computer? After 5 episodes, your computer's full because these files are massive. And then there's only, at this point, around 3 different places where you can actually watch a video podcast. That's it. 3. Now, an audio podcast, you can get on 50, 60 different places where people can access an audio podcast around the world. So do you want to be on 50 or 60 platforms or 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? You can do both. But again, that's going to take time. Right? There's editing time. Video editing is different than audio editing. So platform-wise, if you're going to go audio, again, there's a budget question. How much money do you want to spend every month on a regular basis for the life of your podcast? How much money do you have to invest every month? I have people who are like, Dave, I don't make enough money to support that on a regular basis, but I really want a podcast. Well, then you can use Spotify for Podcasters. It's a free hosting site. You never have to pay for anything. They do offer video podcasts and audio podcasts. You can do both. So either one works for that user. And then it'll distribute to Apple and Spotify and Amazon and all those other places. It'll go out to everybody. So that's an option if free is your choice. And you can always start there and then graduate. So the podcast takes off. You're making thousands and thousands of dollars. You're like, I don't know what to do with all this money, Dave. Then you can move up to another host and they'll do more work for you because you're paying them.
Right.
But you have to continue to pay for your podcast. And as soon as you stop paying, your podcast stops because you're not paying for the service anymore. So paid host or free host, that's kind of your first decision.
Right. And so you can record and upload all on Spotify, I don't have to record elsewhere and like upload it into Spotify.
Yeah. Okay. So now on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being, I don't know how to turn my television on with my remote, to 10, I could build you a computer in 5 seconds. Where are you on your tech skills?
I would say probably somewhere right in the middle.
Okay.
Probably all around right. A 5. I mean, I'm decent at things. I'm a really fast typer, but the technical portions of it is kind of, when it comes to tech things, how things work, how a computer works, I don't understand how one of those boards with all these little chips on it makes thing. I don't understand how a CD makes sound. You know, it's just beyond me. But, I do learn really quick, and so, you know, I could catch on to things pretty quickly.
So if somebody was there to kind of show you the basics, you could pick it up.
Yeah.
Over time and practice, right?
Okay. Right.
Like I have a cell phone. Do you think I know what works, how it works inside? No idea. But mm-hmm. I know how to make a call or text somebody. I can get on Google on my phone pretty easy. So, right, I have that ability on my phone. So
how would you take this from like the Zoom platform and upload it into Spotify?
So you get a video version from Zoom, which you can use or delete. You don't have to use it. And then they'll also give you an audio track. So if you're going to record just yourself talking, you'll get one track. You can set it up that if you have a guest like we're doing today, I'm going to have 2 tracks. I'll have 1 track for my voice and my microphone, and I'll have 1 track for you, which makes it really easy. I mentioned earlier my dogs were barking. I can take that piece of that out. You'll never hear that in the final copy because I can isolate it from you. You're talking on your side. My dog barks. You might be able to hear it. I can hear it, but my listener won't because I can take that piece out of my file and delete it without you affecting your voice because they're 2 different tracks. So audio-wise, there's a free software called Audacity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost any money at all. You can use that, and it's audio. I'm actually recording my voice right now, my track, through my mic as we're doing this. So I'm not going to use the Zoom version of my voice that I'm going to get back. I'm going to use this because it's coming right from my voice into my mic, into my computer. So I'm recording on it right now. So Audacity's, for me, I've been using it for 25 years. So when I say it's simple because I've been using it for 25 years. For a new person, they'll be like, this doesn't make a lot of sense. But if somebody like me or someone else could come on with you on the screen and go, click the button, put this here, and then do that every time, I'm pretty sure you'd get it. It's pretty straightforward once you've done it a few times. But That's a free platform. So I would use Zoom as a starting point, even if you don't have guests. If you want to capture your voice. And if you don't want to use Zoom, you can use Audacity and go straight into it if you're going to be recording a solo podcast with no guests. Just you, a mic, and your computer. Audacity is free. You'll never have to pay for it, ever. Ever.
And so once you do the recording on Audacity, you're uploading it to Spotify?
You'll get a host. So if you go with Spotify for Podcasters, That's one of the hosts that I use for my show. So I give them my final episode. I give it to them. It's all done. And then they give it to Apple and they distribute it to all the different players that are out there. There's another one that I use called Buzzsprout. Mm-hmm. That's another one. That's a paid hosting site. So they also have my episodes for a different podcast that I do, and they distribute it for me. Great, great hosting site. Really good. And there's another one that I'm using. I have 8 different podcasts. So that's a problem. But there's another hosting site that I use called Captivate.fm. And they're based, I believe, in the UK. So they are amazing too. They're really great people to work with. So I have one of my other podcasts with them. So I have 3 different hosting sites. For you, you just need to pick what works for you. If you want to pay every month, then Buzzsprout, Captivate, there's a whole bunch of other ones. But if you can't afford it at the beginning and you just want to start, Spotify for Podcasters is a great way to start. It's free to sign up. There's no credit card, nothing. Just sign up, get your account, and I can always jump on a Zoom call with you and walk you through the setup process of that. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I have seen quite a few people use Spotify, and it always turns out very nice. So I don't,
Yeah.
Simple is better. Simple, free, works for me.
Yeah, that even rhymes. I like that.
Once start picking up speed a little bit and I start learning more, you can always upgrade always. And so.
Yeah. No matter what host you pick, you can always move too. So if you pick one and you're like, move your entire podcast, all the information, everything, you can move from one place to another if you want to. I wouldn't do it on a regular basis, like every week, move to a new host. That's not a good idea. But kind of do your research, go to YouTube, type in Spotify for Podcasters versus Captivate. And then watch somebody's response and listen and learn and go, okay, Spotify for Podcasters versus Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout versus Captivate, right? And just watch them compare the two and go, I need that. I don't need that. And then you'd make a decision that works for you.
Yeah. There's so much, you can find so much online. I mean, it really is. But, just like we were talking about earlier, there's almost too much where you start to say, okay, I don't know. I don't know what to pick anymore. Right. How often should somebody post? I know we had talked a little bit about this on our first meeting. If we want to dive into that a little bit, something that's still going to be able to captivate your audience on a routine basis, but not overwhelm you that you're just sitting editing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple questions to you. We talked about the fact that podcasting can cost money, right? For gear and hosting sites and all these different things. You can spend a lot of money if you want to, you can spend nothing. It's your choice. The other part is it's going to cost you time, right? So I would suggest to you that what I find with the podcasters that I talk to that have been on this show, that they find that being consistent, whatever that means for you, is the best. So whether it's once a month, because they're very busy at work, they don't have time to do more than once a month. It's fine. You can do once a week. You can do once or twice a month. I have this show, this podcast, I do three times a week. That's insane. That's a lot of work. In the month of November last year, this podcast and another of my podcasts, I did an episode every day for the month of November. So that's 30 days times two. I had 60 episodes in 1 month go out.
Wow.
Plus my other shows. So that's a lot.
What made you want to pick up during those times and kind of back off on at other times?
So that was a thing called National Podcast Post Month. And the hashtag is NAPODPOMO, which sounds funny to say out loud. But the idea is to challenge podcasters to do that, to record an episode every day for the month of November and join in with other podcasters celebrating that. The idea is to do like a 5-minute episode, really short, but put it out there. And it just gives you this spike for your audience where they're like, what's this? Jamie's got an episode every day. What's happening? So I just record in advance. I didn't record it every single day. I started recording in like September and October and built up a library of episodes, all done. And then when November came, I just released them every day. So I built it up in advance. But again, you don't have to do like a big episode. It could just be short, really short little. Hi, everyone. This is Jamie. Here's my quote for the day. And then read your famous favorite quote from an author that has to do with your topic. And that's it. So that's the idea. It was just to be consistent for a month as a challenge. Some people did it for a couple days and stopped. I did it for the whole month for two shows, and it was a lot of work. But going back to your idea about how often you should release, it goes back to your time. How much time do you have every month to dedicate to your podcast? How much time do you have every week? How much time do you have every day? And then kind of go, okay, well, it looks like I can do maybe one episode a month. Great. Start with that. Awesome. That's 12 episodes a year. Great. That's more than you have now.
Right.
So awesome. And then you're like, okay, I'm getting better at this. Or I have more time. Or something's happened and I have a break. My kids have gone away on a camping trip or something and I'm home and the house is quiet and I can record like a bunch of extra episodes. Then maybe I'm going to go from once a month to twice a month. You can build, you can go up, you can go down, you can do whatever you want. It's totally up to you.
And I think when we had met that first time, we had talked about, and I liked what you said, like I could create like one decent size 30, 40 minute episode and then just take the excerpts and post those on the off weeks. So, or, you know, read a part of the book or just have something small in between. So I'm not having to constantly create, you know, something from total scratch every time. It's kind of recycling some of that information.
Yeah. So yeah, if you decided to go with every like twice a month, then 1 week would be a topic that you're going to talk about hospice care, right? And whether that's an interview, if you ever want to do that in the future, like we're doing right now, great. Or just you by yourself. Fine. But you have one episode that's kind of a topic-based that you're going to give value to your audience. And then the second one, you're like, hey, everybody, I just want to read you a little portion of my book. My book is available on links in the show notes. Go buy a copy of my book. I really like that. Leave a review of my book. Thank you. But in my book, I talk about this and take a little chapter out and just read it to us and maybe expand on it a little bit. Maybe there's new information that happened after the book came out. Give a little bit more detail or maybe an example or a story that kind of gives substance to what you said in your book and say, I wrote this here, but at work this week, this happened. And this I mentioned in my book. So if you want the book, it's available on my website or in the show notes. But this, I want to explain to you what happened and then tell a story. Because again, as the listener sitting in hospice with my relative listening to your show, I need that information in that moment. So having you come onto my phone with what I need in the moment, you're my podcast. You're the podcaster I need.
Another question, we were talking about file size and how, I don't know if I need to like upgrade my computer equipment or buy maybe an external hard drive or something, because right now I have a Chromebook and I don't know how much memory and storage that thing has on it, but probably not a lot.
Right.
So that maybe, do you recommend people get like an external hard drive to save stuff on just in case something go awry with the internet?
Yeah, I would suggest that's a great idea. And if possible, try to have your hard drive in a very safe, dry place where the kids aren't going to grab it, unplug it, or do all kinds of stuff to it. You want to just protect that, right? So treat it with like glass, very fragile, and put it somewhere where nobody's going to monkey with it. But a hard drive, I do. I have that for my show. So everything's off of my main computer because my computer just gets slower and slower and slower the more stuff I put on it. So
Right. I'm having that issue. Everything I just save in, I have, I don't know if it's my ADHD, but I have like screenshots of everything. And then all of a sudden I have no storage left because I took too many screenshots.
Yeah.
But
there you go.
So I think that, another thing we talked about was equipment. And what type of equipment is best for someone starting out? Now, I'm not super fancy. I don't need, probably a soundboard and to be making little noises throughout the thing. But just the basic mic, headset, quiet spot, what is the best way to go about that?
Yeah. So for me, my microphone, I live in Canada, so it's $80 for me Canadian. It's $50 US. On Amazon, and it has a USB port. It just plugs into my computer, right? That little USB thing. So, kind of like those may be watching later if we ever do that video, but just a USB type thing, right? So it plugs in with that onto my computer, and that's it. The mic that I use comes with this little doohickey, which is a little protection that keeps your plosives. So if you put your hand in front of your mouth and say peanut butter, you can feel the air from your voice hitting your hand. If you don't have something between your face and the microphone, anytime you say anything with a P or a B, all those things hit the microphone like a cannon. And as a listener, you're like pulling your headphones off your head because it hurts. Okay, so you want something in between. So what happens is when I say those P's and B's, this kind of just diffuses it, keeps it away from hitting the mic directly. So, and the other thing that I would suggest just on that topic is think of your microphone like a flashlight. Okay. If I have a flashlight and I turn it on, I wouldn't want to shine the flashlight in my eyes. I wouldn't be able to see anything. So what I do is I have my flashlight, if I could compare that to my microphone right now, it's pointing from the right side of my body, past my face towards the left side of my body. And I'm talking through it. So my microphone is going this way, and I'm talking through it towards you. So I'm not, all those P's and B's are going this way towards you, away from my mic. So that's how I do it. And I don't have to worry about those loud noises hitting the microphone. And I have this as well. So for me, I have a $50 US mic plugged right into my computer. It's on a microphone stand like you'd see at any concert when the singer walks up to the mic and takes the mic off the stand and moves the stand over. That stand, $15, $20 at your local music shop, or you can buy them on Amazon. That's so it's away from my desk. So if I tap my desk, it's not going through my microphone because my mic is away on a stand separate from my desk. So I have that. I have headphones. I think I paid $19 for these headphones on Amazon. And again, they plug into my computer. The reason I use headphones is if I'm recording by myself and I use my computer speakers or my laptop speakers, my Chromebook, when I talk, it comes out of my speakers. The sound of my voice comes out of my speakers, which then goes back in my mic and creates a loop. And that causes problems where you're going to hear echo, 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 all that kind of stuff happens. So having your headphones in cancels that out. It's not, my voice isn't coming out of my speakers, it's going in my headphones. So my microphone can't hear that. So I don't have to worry about that edit. So that's why I wear headphones when I record. So that's basically it.
And then are there any kind of liabilities that people should be aware of when you're doing a podcast? Don't say certain things or be cautious or warnings, anything that you should just mind your P's and Q's about.
So if you're going to, yeah. So if you're going to have a guest on, for example, and they start bashing their employer on your show, you might want to say, hey, just a heads up, this is going to be on the internet forever. And just keep in mind that the internet writes in ink, not in pencil. So it's really hard to erase that because, you know, hey, anybody can see this. So do you want me to take that out? Because you just told me on the podcast that your boss is horrible and never work at that company. They're liars. That's bad stuff. You don't want that to go out, right? So yeah. You don't want to ever want to incite any kind of, for those listening outside of your podcast, any kind of hatred or, you know, you're telling somebody to do something to hurt somebody. That's bad, obviously. Yeah. But, or if you're giving out medical advice, that medical advice might differ in a different country or a different state. So, you know, you want to kind of have that in your mind, right? So if you're talking about type, a certain type of drug or any of those things,
right,
or controversy, right? So you're going to have people that are going to not like what you say if you have a certain opinion about whatever. So that's the kind of stuff. For me, I just avoid that kind of stuff. So I know that you can listen to my podcast in Egypt. You can listen to my podcast in Scotland, in New Zealand, or the US. I don't have anything that's offensive on my show. Right.
Yeah.
And if I have a topic that's a little bit, that if my kids are in the back seat and they're young, and I'm press play on my episode and I jump in the car and we go for a road trip, I would say to you at the beginning, hey, moms and dads, just so you know, the topic today is not, probably not something you want your kids to listen to. There's nothing in this podcast episode that's rude or, but I just think as a parent, I would give you the heads up that maybe this wouldn't be the one to play with in front of your kids because of maybe the topic of what we're talking about, right? For the parent, that's like, Jamie, thank you that I didn't find that out halfway through and all of a sudden something was discussed that I haven't ever talked to my kids about before. And now I have to explain what Jamie just said on her show. I'm like, oh no. So,
right,
that kind of little heads up is always nice to your listeners. And I've done it before because the person that came on to talk about their book, the topic of their book was like, as a dad or a mom, I'm like, I don't know if I want my 4-year-old to hear that conversation.
So right.
That's a heads up.
How about like increasing our viewership? How would you go about getting your name out there more and promoting your podcast when you're new, just to bring people in?
So I'm going to tell you this, Jamie, you're doing it right now.
Yeah.
So this podcast has 108,000 listeners. So as you come on and talk about your show, 108,000 people are going, I want to know Jamie's podcast. So that's a good start.
Yeah.
Getting on other podcasts, talk about your show. I would say when you have time in the future, record a little commercial for your podcast. So that would be like what you hear on the radio between songs. You know, hey, Al's Plumbing Service, call Al, blah, blah, blah. I'm the best plumber in town. Whatever. But do something like that for your podcast and say, hi, everyone. This is Jamie. I'm the host of the podcast, this podcast. You can find more information at this website. And what I do is I talk to people about this. And if you're interested, I would love to get you to come over and check out my new podcast called blank. And then give me that commercial, because instead of having a mattress commercial on my show, I put your commercial on my show. I want everybody that hits play on my episodes on all of my 8 different podcasts to come to your show. So give me that commercial and I'll promote you and then do that for others. And as you do that, you go on shows, you get to meet people like me, you get to be in front of my audience, your audience grows. And then you then get on podcasts to talk about your book as an author and then talk about your podcast, right? So I have Living the Next Chapter. It's an author podcast. I need you on my show because that's a totally different audience. Come on, talk about your book. And while we talk about your book, we'll talk about your podcast. So now you just got in front of 2 different groups of people, both of which they don't know you yet. So now by doing that, you've just grown your community. And then, like we did together on Facebook, when you see people out there with a question around hospice care or anything like that, you be a part of those communities. And don't get in there and sell. Don't get in there and go, when we met on Facebook, I wasn't like, Jamie, I'm a podcaster. No, I was just like, hey, let's talk and see how we can help each other, right? Go into those hospice care groups on Facebook or wherever and just give value. And people are like, you're really good at this. They're like, do you have like a book or something? Yeah, yeah. Do you don't happen to have a podcast? Yeah, yeah, I do. Right? And they're like, oh, as you bring value to the community that you serve, your community is going to grow and grow and grow. And just show up and give good value every episode.
Yeah. You'll see. I've been doing that with just me building Hospice Buddy in the past year. And I joined all these support groups. And I had a mission and I kind of fell off the wagon. But every couple weeks I was posting, I would take all the content from one of my blog posts and I would put it in the groups with like the picture. Because I can't post the link in the groups, but I can take the content out. So I did that and it really helped me grow quite a bit last year, getting attention to my Facebook page. So, and I have been on a couple podcasts. I have a goal. I'd like to be on one a month for the whole year.
Good.
So far I'm doing pretty good. I think I've had four this year already. So
nice. So good. One thing you can do as well, ask your host when you're done your episode, say to your host, that was really great. Thank you for talking about hospice care. That was a great interview. Is it possible for me to have a copy of the audio of this podcast? And then all you have to do is take it and release it on your show. It's you. So now you just got a free episode. You didn't have to do anything except show up and be a guest.
Right. And I do have a lot of them and I hadn't thought about that. But now when they give me the audio file, will I have to make like the intro and the outro and just kind of piece it back together then?
Yeah. Or you can simply come on and say, hi, everybody. This is Jamie. I was on Dave's podcast and we talked about A, B, and C. Here's the episode. And then you just drop the episode there. And at the end, you come back. Hey, everybody, Jamie here at the end. Thank you for listening to my appearance on Dave's podcast. Here's a link to Dave's show. And here's the link to my website. And if you want me to come on your podcast and be a guest, I'd love to be a part of that. I hope you got some value out of today. Let me know on my website, what did you think about episode 32, me on Dave's show? Any good parts that you liked? That's it. You kind of do like a little bookend before and after, and then just put the podcast in the middle. And now that's all you've recorded is like 5 minutes of intro, outro, and you have an episode.
Do you think everybody should have some kind of like jingle in the front of their podcast and at the end, like maybe not necessarily even a jingle, like it doesn't have to be music, but people have like recorded specific beginnings and ends to a lot that I've listened to. Is that like just the norm or what?
It's not necessary. You don't have to do it. Again, there's no rules in podcasting. There's suggestions. So I'm a musician, so I live, breathe music every day. So I want music in my show because I'm a musician. But my wife is like, meh, music, meh, skip, skip, skip. So she doesn't even care about that as a listener. It doesn't matter to her. So it depends. You have to, if you're going to do music, you're going to want to definitely own the music. You're not going to take Ariana Grande's song and just put it in your show. That's not going to turn out well for you. So you want to own the music. So there's a few sites where you can get music. I use one called Storyblocks, storyblocks.com. And what happens is I pay a monthly fee for Storyblocks, and I can download, for my plan, I can download 5 pieces of music a month. And those are my music tracks that I'm allowed to use. Other people can download the same track. So it's not like it's only my track. You can download the same track I download. But I can use that music in my content for YouTube, social media, my podcast. I can use that music or pieces of the music. I can cut it up into pieces. I'm allowed to use the music as long as I pay my monthly fee for all the content I make. So I have the fee. I have pay my monthly fee. I pay it for 6 months. I make a bunch of podcasts for 6 months and I stop paying my monthly fee. I'm not allowed to use that music after I stop paying the monthly fee for the new things I do in the future. But everything I've done in the past is all covered because I had paid the monthly fee. So
Right.
You don't have to pay it forever. You can switch the music and use something else. But if I stop my membership with Storyblocks, I don't have the privilege or the rights to the music into the future after I stop paying. That's how that mm-hmm. works.
So I'm a huge music lover. I like all sorts, everything. I used to play the violin, and I can play a little bit of like tinkering around with keyboards and the kids' toys and things. But when I'm thinking about adding any sort of music, does that hinder some of your audience? They're like, oh, I hate this song, and they'll shut it off. You know, that's like a big thing. I don't want to lose people because maybe they don't like my music choice.
Yeah, there's some that I listen to and it's not my style at all. So I'll skip through it if it bothers me. But I'm coming for you. The music is just like a little herbs and spices you add to your recipe. It's not the main meal. Right?
Right.
The paprika, it adds some taste, but I'm not going to sit down to a bowl of paprika.
Right.
I'm going to sit down to a meal of your podcast. So if you're going to use music, I would tell you not to use anything with lyrics. You don't want somebody singing over you talking. That's really confusing for a listener. So just instrumental, just the beginning of a song, the ending of a song. Great. But make sure that the music's not louder than your voice. So I'm like, I can't hear you, Jamie, because the music's so loud. Right? Don't do that. Make it easy for your listener. But the music is completely optional. There's some free places too. And then if you want to crack out the violin and record your own, you can do that too. Like, you can make your own music.
Yeah.
I write my own stuff too. So why not? Like, I don't have to pay somebody for the music. I just make my own.
Right, right. I can play a mean Twinkle Twinkle on the kid's xylophone.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, well, I think that we have covered a lot of ground. Is there anything else that you can think of that maybe I didn't ask that would be helpful?
The biggest question for everyone listening and for you, Jamie, would be make sure you know your why. Because if you don't know why you're doing this show, after a few episodes, you're going to be like, I'm bored, or I've run out of ideas, or this isn't fun anymore. Feels like a job. If right. you know your why, and you know there's a guy in Canada sitting beside his mom in hospice care, listening to your voice, you know who you're talking to. So when you come to the next episode, you're talking to Dave. You're like, Dave, you know, I can see you in the room in my head while I'm talking about this. The lights are low. There's beeping sounds. There's all kinds of machines hooked up right now. You know, you're feeling quite lonely right now in the moment. And there's the nurses have come in, they've done their thing, and but you're by yourself. Does this even matter? Should you be here right now? Does your loved one even know you're there? Right? Mm-hmm. I need to hear you tell me. They know you're there. Right? That to me in the moment means so much. So if you know why you're doing your show and you know who you're talking to, you're not gonna run out of ideas anytime soon.
Yeah, because that's a powerful thing. And I had to keep that in mind when I was creating Hospice Buddy. It's like, yes, I love hospice, but why am I doing it? And it's exactly those things, you know. I just know that people need more support. This is a hell of a time trying to manage this and watch somebody you love decline. Yeah. And so I think keeping that in perspective, it even visualizing, you know, a certain person doing in a certain situation and speaking to that, that's going to be a powerful tool to use to keep you motivated and on track.
And when you do your podcast, don't talk at me. It's not an audiobook. You're not talking at me. You're talking to me. You and I are in the same room having a coffee together. Through your Buy Me a Coffee link, we're having coffee together, and you're helping me as a caregiver, as a partner, a spouse, as a child with their parent in hospice. You're talking to me, and you're giving me the information I need to make it through another day. Right. So you can do stuff around overwhelm. You can do stuff about personal care for yourself as a caregiver. How do you take care of yourself when you're living in the hospital for weeks on end? You haven't had a shower. You need to go eat something. Or you're getting exhausted. It's not making anything better by you being the hero here. You need to take care of yourself while you're caring for your loved one. Like all those topics, I need to hear those in the moment. So having you walk in the room, I would think of your podcast as you walking into that room, sitting down with that loved one and having a conversation. That's how I would frame every episode of my show. So that you walking out of the room, that person's better for having contacted you and being part of your community.
I love it. I love it. That's beautiful. That's
good.
This whole thing has been great. I appreciate it so much. And you really do give me a lot to think about, a lot to consider. And I'm looking forward to seeing where this takes me. And I'll be happy to share it with you.
I can't wait. And you're going to come back and share when we launch the podcast and all that stuff. And again, while we in between there, between now and then, you want to jump on and learn Audacity together. You want to learn how to use Zoom better, whatever you want. I have my hand up. I'd love to help you.
Awesome. Okay? Awesome. Right?
So again, Jamie, before we go, tell everybody about your website so we can go there and support you. I know your Buy Me a Coffee is out there in the world, so we can do that as well as you build up your show. Because I know people listening to this show want to support people like you. So tell us where we need to go to find out more about you and the new podcast coming soon.
Right. So you can find me on hospicebuddy.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. If you look up Hospice Buddy, and the Buy Me a Coffee is also Hospice Buddy. I try to keep it all consistent. So everywhere you find me, just look up Hospice Buddy and you will get to see me and what things that I'm doing and how I'm helping people.
And I'm going to call out all the people listening to the show. Thank you for being here, for being here for Jamie as well, to go and support Jamie. You know that Buy Me a Coffee link is going to be in the show notes. You know her website's going to be in the show notes. Go and give her some encouragement. Maybe I missed something in our conversation. Go help her out. Give her your feedback. We have a great community here on How to Podcast. There's a lot of great people here that love people starting their show and would love to be there for you. So with that being said, everybody listening, go support Jamie. And we'll have you back, Jamie, in the future to celebrate the launch of your show. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.